Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts. Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have breaking news from Washington, D.C., where the Democrats are going to try to pin on President Donald Trump the very crime they committed in the November 2020 presidential election. Whoopi Goldberg is up to her old tricks, trying to twist the facts and smear the reputation of a noted conservative group. But this time, she didn't get away with it. We've got bad news and good news about the COVID vaccines for children. The bad news is they are even more deadly than anyone thought. But the good news is that more parents are waking up and protecting their children from the lethal jabs. And be aware, Joe Biden wants your guns. He and the Democrats in Congress particularly want to strip away your rights to own any semi-automatic firearms that can hold more than 10 rounds. We'll update you on the status of a bill that would accomplish all that and more. We have all these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Breaking news this week out of the nation's capital. It looks like the globalist insiders who took full control of this country in 2021 are finally going for the juggler and their long-coveted attempt to take down Donald Trump. The U.S. Department of Justice has opened a formal investigation into the former president for allegedly attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In other words, the exact crime that the Democrats committed, they're trying to pin on Trump. That's what you call psychological projection. The official newspaper of the Washington globalist elites, the Washington Post, reported that the Department of Justice prosecutors are probing, quote, conversations with Trump, his lawyers, and others in his inner circle who sought to substitute Trump allies for certified electors from some states Joe Biden won, end quote. The Post is building what amounts to a public narrative that gives cover for the prosecutors. The newspaper further reports that, quote, the Justice Department is investigating President Donald Trump's actions as part of its criminal probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. According to four people familiar with the matter, prosecutors who are questioning witnesses before a grand jury, including two top aides to Vice President Mike Pence, have asked in recent days about conversations with Trump, his lawyers, and others in his inner circle who sought to substitute Trump allies for certified electors from states Joe Biden won. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. Both spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation, end quote. Well, the Post's unnamed sources also said that prosecutors have asked hours of detailed questions about meetings led by Trump in December of 2020 and January of 2021, as well as, quote, his pressure campaign on Pence to overturn the election and what instructions Trump gave his lawyers and advisors about fake electors and sending electors back to the states, end quote. The report added, quote, some of the questions focused directly on the extent of Trump's involvement in the fake elector effort led by his outside lawyers, including John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani, these people said, end quote. As reported by Becker News, the partisan January 6th committee has utterly failed to show that former President Donald Trump was in any way responsible for the massive security failure that led to protesters overwhelming the Capitol building during the convening of the Electoral College. And anytime the corrupt Washington Post colludes with unnamed Washington sources to form a narrative, you know there's a wicked scheme afoot and very little, if any, truth involved. The UK government has quietly confirmed that the COVID-19 vaccines are killing children at an unprecedented rate. According to the Expo, shocking figures contained in an official report reveal COVID-19 vaccinated children are 4,423% or 45 times more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated children, and 13,633% or 137 times more likely to die of COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. These numbers were posted by the government just hours before Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation in early July. A UK government agency known as the Office for National Statistics, or ONS, recently published new data on deaths by vaccination status in England. The latest data set from the ONS is titled, quote, Deaths by Vaccination Status, England 1, January 2021 to 31st of May 2022, end quote. And it can be accessed on the ONS website. These numbers are presented in such a way that attempts to shroud the level of death that is occurring. According to the Expo, quote, the ONS failed in their attempts to disguise the horrific mortality rates among COVID-19 vaccinated children because they still provide us with enough information for us to calculate the mortality rates ourselves, end quote. The expose found that partly vaccinated children, listen now, are 11 times or 966% more likely to die of COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. And triple vaccinated children are 137 times or 13,633.33% more likely to die of COVID than unvaccinated children. And according to the UK government's own official data, double-vax children are 1,422% or 15 times more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated children, while triple-vax children are 4,423% or 45 times more likely to die of any cause than unvaccinated children. Despite the clarity of this data coming out about the so-called vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci is recommending Americans get yet another booster shot for the latest COVID variant. In an exclusive with The Hill on Monday, he said getting Big Pharma's newest jab is his, quote, best guess, end quote, at beating the new variant. Scientists are not supposed to be in the business of guessing, but that's all Fauci had to offer when asked about the best treatment against COVID. That, in itself, should send up red flags. His comments come as the BA.5 is allegedly the most widespread variant causing infections. Fauci claimed the FDA will likely approve booster shots for this new variant by the fall. This comes despite studies showing natural immunity is longer lasting than vaccine immunity. Fauci told The Hill, quote, there's always the possibility that you're going to have the evolution of another variant, and hopefully, if that occurs, it will vary off from the BA.5 only slightly in the sense of being a sub-sub lineage of it and not something entirely different, end quote. Fauci has continued to defend COVID-19 vaccine mandates. He was asked why vaccines are still mandated in many places when he himself was quoted as saying that everyone would come in contact with COVID, and most would contract it anyway. Fauci said vaccines, particularly boosters, prevent progression of the disease to hospitalization as the reason for the continued push. Of course, we know that that's a lie based on the UK data and reports from doctors in the field who have told the Worldview Report that the overwhelming majority of patients being hospitalized with COVID right now are the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. Fauci, who tested positive for the virus twice, also praised the drug Paxlovid, which he said gave him a relatively mild disease. So, since when do we praise a medication for giving us a disease, mild or otherwise? Well, some good news on killer COVID vaccines for children. Dr. Paul Alexander reports that parents are saying no to the vaccine despite the rubber stamp granting of emergency use by the corrupted FDA and CDC for children 6 months to 5 years old. 19 million little kids are eligible for the shot, yet a mere fraction of parents have gone for it. Alexander reports that as of July 20th, approximately 544,000 American children under the age of five had received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. This represents only 2.8% of the approximately 19 million children in this age group. At a similar point in their vaccine rollout, more than 5.3 million children ages 5 to 11, or 18.5%, had received their first dose. Alexander writes in a Substack post that most parents, quote, are shielding their kids from the danger. They sense it now. The COVID injection has failed, is highly ineffective and dangerous. The data is clear, no question. The vaccine itself and the antigen-specific vaccine-induced antibodies are non-neutralizing and not eliminating the virus, not stopping infection or transmission, and actually enhancing and facilitating infectiousness of the virus and infection in the vaccinated. The vaccinational antibodies are driving antibody-dependent enhancements of infection and driving infectious variant after variant to emerge. This could drive emergence of a variant that is highly infectious but also highly lethal, causing severe disease in the vaccinated, end quote. Mass vaccinations will only cause this pandemic to keep going for 100 years, Alexander said. And if children's innate immune systems, natural T cells, cannot obtain their functional capacity, then children will be at risk for autoimmune disease up to death. So as a result, Alexander writes, quote, parents are giving their child a gift to resist these COVID injections. They must stave this off, for the innate immune system of children must be allowed to train in the prescribed window of opportunity, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110 plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW, will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please, do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Welcome back. Daytime talk show The View and host Whoopi Goldberg tried to do a smear job on the conservative activist organization Turning Point USA on Monday after individuals presented as Nazis showed up outside the group's Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida on Saturday. Take a look.
Okay, so you have to read this thing.
Oh, I've got a legal note. The conservative group.
Sunny normally does this, but you.
I know,
yes,
I know.
Yes.
This is our knockoff lawyer. Okay. The conservative group Turning Point USA has condemned the group of neo-Nazis and said they have nothing to do with the organization.
Yeah, but where was DeSantis? Is what I want to know.
But you let them in.
President, open your.
You let them in, and you knew what they were.
Right.
So you are complicit. We'll be right back.
The individuals that arrived outside the Tampa Bay Convention Center holding Nazi flags were driven away by conference attendees, and Turning Point USA immediately disavowed the group in a press release. Turning Point USA tweeted out a message that stated, quote, "Yesterday, The View and Whoopi Goldberg smeared and lied about TPUSA regarding an incident where supposed Nazis showed up outside of the Student Action Summit," end quote. Turning Point USA added that, quote, "While they were forced by their legal department to correct two of these misrepresentations live on air, Whoopi continued to insist that TPUSA somehow welcomed Nazis into our event, metaphorically," end quote. Well, here she is trying to convince America that somehow Nazis were part of the Turning Point USA conference. Watch this.
Make a quick clarification about the neo-Nazis at the Turning Point event. They were outside protesters. My point was more metaphorical. That you embraced them at your thing, I felt. So they were not in the building.
They felt invited.
No, but you know what? If the so-called Antifa, who are anti-fascist, that's what Antifa stands for, would go there and protest, then Antifa would get a bad reputation. That's why, when I hear that Antifa is...
But let me just make sure that everybody, because you know, misunderstanding what people say is very big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure I know they were not in the building, but they were in the mix of people at the thing.
You know how bad...
Well, that's shameful, but is it really surprising? Turning Point USA's lawyers ended up sending a letter to ABC News and The View demanding they cease and desist their slanderous remarks or else face a lawsuit. On Wednesday, The View issued a public apology for engaging in the smear campaign. A mother has gone public with a video on TikTok explaining to the world how her biological son came out as trans at the tender age of 3. Yep, you heard that right. 3. 3 years old and announcing you're a transgender. This can only happen in America, right? Take a look at her shocking comments.
Look, another helpful question. Kids have to go to the pediatrician a certain number of times for the first few years of their life. It's to make sure they get fully vaccinated, are growing on time, development is as it needs to be, yada, yada, yada. At the 3-year checkup, they ask a question to see if the children know the difference. So the pediatrician looked at Bug, and she said, "Are you a boy or a girl?" Bug looked her in the eye and said, "I'm a girl." The doctor kind of looked at me. I was like, "All right, never heard about it before, but whatever." And ever since that day, she has told us that she's a girl. A little under a year ago, she started correcting us on her pronouns. "I'm not a him. I'm a her. Don't call me he. Mommy, I'm not he. I'm she." It has been 2.5 years now that she has been out. I told her father when I figured she was getting close to telling him herself. Didn't want him to respond poorly.
Well, there really are no words to describe how misguided and foolish some people can be when they have no spiritual anchor in their lives. In other news, New York Democrat Congressman Jerry Nadler admitted that the whole purpose of a Democrat-led bill to ban so-called assault weapons is to confiscate guns that are in, quote, common use, end quote, by American citizens. Democrats have long argued that these are particularly dangerous so-called military-grade guns or weapons of war that don't belong in civilian hands. But Jerry Nadler, a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, came right out and denied that was the case when he stated that these weapons the Democrats want to ban are as common as apple pie in most American households. The admission came during a House Judiciary Committee hearing last Wednesday. Republican Congressman Dan Bishop of North Carolina asked House Democrats if they disputed the fact that the proposed legislation, H.R. 1808, titled Assault Weapons Ban of 2021, bans firearms in, quote, common use, end quote, throughout the country. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Very well laid out there by Congressman Bishop. Weapons that are in common use are the very weapons that the Supreme Court has ruled in three different cases that Americans are entitled to own. The socialist Congressman Nadler fell right into Congressman Bishop's trap and admitted those are the very weapons he and his Democrat colleagues want to ban. The White House released an 11-minute speech Monday featuring a subdued, sleepy-eyed Joe Biden blinking normally at the beginning, but near the end, Biden's demeanor changed. He became more agitated and appeared bug-eyed, not blinking for long stretches. Tucker Carlson recently reported that a source told him Biden was fed pills by his staff, overseen by wife Jill, during the 2020 campaign that changed him from acting, quote, like a small child, end quote, so he could perform at speeches and events. Well, Monday's speech was recorded for the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. That's a conference held in Orlando. Biden was scheduled to speak in person as part of a two-event swing through Florida that was canceled after he became infected with COVID despite being quadruple vaccinated. We'll show you the video and let you be the judge as to whether this man is in full control of his faculties. Watch this.
Then on January 6th, we relied on law enforcement to save our democracy. We saw what happened. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police, other law enforcement agencies were attacked and assaulted before our very eyes, speared, sprayed, stomped on, brutalized, and lives were lost. And for 3 hours, the defeated former president of the United States watched it all happen as he sat in the comfort of the private dining room next to the Oval Office. While he was doing that, brave law enforcement officer subject to the medieval hell for 3 hours. Dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage. Face to face with crazed mob that believed the lies of a defeated president. The police were heroes that day. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. There can be no greater responsibility than to do all we can to ensure the safety of our families, our children, our community, our nation, and our law enforcement officers. I will always meet that duty, just as you do every single day as members of a critically important organization.
So let's correct the record here. Biden was lying through his teeth. There were no cops killed that day at the hand of any January 6th protester. The only person murdered was an unarmed woman shot at point-blank range by the Capitol Police. Her name? Ashley Babbitt. I actually interviewed her mother last week on Brandon House Live. Ashley Babbitt, that's a name that you won't find Biden's handlers fitting into any speech written for this mentally impaired president. Judicial Watch has revealed that the Biden regime continued to send billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to Afghanistan's Taliban rulers for months after the U.S. surrendered. The Biden regime is also preventing an audit of exactly what that money was used for, so reports the Gateway Pundit. It's been almost a year now since Joe Biden and the U.S. military surrendered to the Taliban terrorist. Joe Biden, General Mark Milley, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin oversaw the greatest military giveaway in Afghanistan. And as part of the surrender, Biden armed the Taliban with nearly $85 billion in U.S. weapons and left thousands of Americans stranded in the country to fend for themselves. The White House and Pentagon have never admitted how many billions of dollars worth of weapons they left behind for the Taliban. The White House announced Tuesday that the Department of Energy will be issuing a notice to sell off another 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as part of the Biden regime's efforts to bring gas prices down. This marks the fifth such sale that Biden has authorized from the nation's strategic reserves. The White House continued to blame, quote, disruptions posed by Russia's invasion, end quote, for the high prices, while claiming that the Biden administration's actions are making a tremendous difference. Quote, in fact, the Department of the Treasury estimates that as a result of these drawdowns, both domestically and internationally, the price at the pump for Americans is up to about 40 cents per gallon lower than it otherwise would have been, end quote. That's what the White House said in its announcement. Well, while gas prices are down significantly since a recent national average price of more than $5 per gallon in June, the average as of Tuesday was still $4.33 compared to $3.16 one year ago and approximately $2.39 when Biden first took office in January of 2021. Welcome back. Now, in our commentary tonight, we have some good news and a lesson in civics to report about our Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment is just one element of our Constitution that sets America apart from most other nations, and is part of the Constitution that Democrats would love to eliminate. In direct response to the staggering amount of pressure that gun owners have been applying to Congress, Nancy Pelosi was forced to pull the so-called assault weapons ban from the calendar on Wednesday, July 27th. Even more encouraging, insiders are reporting a revolt inside the Democratic caucus, as vulnerable Democrats are terrified that voting on this bill would crush them in November. And with Congress taking a six-week vacation beginning today, it's going to be a much harder lift for Biden's handlers to get the momentum they need for this bill when Congress returns for its final session before the midterm elections. The American Firearms Association, well, they were among those on the ground for weeks, lobbying against this bill and bolstering the resolve of pro-gun lawmakers. But as you're about to hear, this threat is not over. So for an overview on where things stand today on this so-called assault weapons ban, here's an update from the American Firearms Association's Alex Dorr with Patrick Parsons. Watch this.
Hey everybody, Patrick Parsons of the American Firearms Association alongside my colleague Alex Dorr. Major breaking news from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Just a few moments ago, the Democrats scuttled, for now, their H.R. 1808, the so-called assault weapons ban. Major fights within their caucus. Alex, we've been walking all over Capitol Hill today. Yeah. We've been talking to a number of our allies and staff. Major pressure that we're seeing from our people, your calls, your emails, on and on. What are you hearing from
Capitol? Absolutely. We're hearing from staffers. We're hearing from congressmen that they appreciate the phone calls, the support that gun owners have been giving them, that they put on. They mounted such an amount of pressure that they had to push this off. They cannot deal with the backlash of an assault weapons ban right now. So they've put it away.
Exactly, and he said not right now. So keep that in mind, guys. During reconciliation, which is going to come up during August, so we have another few weeks of this fight. So don't put your keyboards down or your phones down or even your contributions down. This fight is about to get nastier. They're going to cut deals over the next few weeks. We need y'all to be involved in the fight. We need y'all to take action. Thanks for everything you've done right now, but this is a never-ending battle, as we all know. So keep taking action, making your calls, sending your emails. Now is the time to join up with joinafa.org, guys. Get involved in the...
Well, thank you for that report, Alex and Patrick. This is a battle that's going to get nastier and nastier because we know the Democrats want law-abiding Americans to be disarmed in violation of the Second Amendment. Well, that's our report for tonight. If, again, you appreciate what we're doing, we need your support. We are a listener-supported broadcast, as I tell you, each and every night. It takes seven of us about 15 man-hours a day to put it together. Here's how you can support us. Three ways. One, MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, robes, sandals, so much more. Mattress toppers. MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66 for savings, and we get credit. And a generous portion of each purchase comes back to fund this broadcast. So again, we need your support. MyPillow.com. But use that promo code B66. You can also support us by going to MyStore.com and ordering my coffee. I drink it every day. The guys in the control room do. We love the taste, but we also love the fact that it is 100% organic. And also, guess what? Non-GMO. Try it for yourself. MyStore.com. But again, use that promo code B66 and we get credit and you get up to a 25% savings. MyStore.com to get my coffee. Beaned, whole bean, you can grind it yourself, or already ground. 2-pound bags or 12-ounce bags, all the details at MyStore.com. But very important, use the promo code B66 so you save up to 25% and we get credit to keep funding this broadcast. Then you can go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. That's where you'll find, well, lots of information on freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been distributors since 2016. All the details at WVWTVStore.com. A 72-hour test kit if you just want to try it. 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. However you want to plan, it's all there for you at WVWTVStore.com. You'll also find out about our Ozarks Conference, our Worldview Weekend Ozarks Conference coming up the middle of October on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Speakers in person will include Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, and Roger Stone, many, many others. All the details at WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. Our foundation is committed to using the technology of the day as a platform to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help you understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thank you so much for watching. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.